In the wake of the events this past weekend, I spent some time reflecting, and I was remembering when I visited Dachau, a concentration camp in Germany. And I walked between the barracks, and I stared silently into the open mouth of a furnace where they had burned human bodies. And all I could think was, how did they get here? Because that was the end, that wasn't the beginning. In the beginning, there was anger, and there was fear, and there was rhetoric about white supremacy that went unchecked and was condoned by leadership and was fueled by the general public that was too scared to stand up. We cannot let that happen in our country. Hatred and bigotry are not American values, and they are certainly not Hoosier values. We are at a crossroads in our American history, and we have a choice to make. And the white nationalists stood up this past weekend, and they made their choice, and they made it clear that this was just the beginning of the terrorism that they want to rain down on our country. And to that I say, we have to stand up and speak loudly and clearly and with one voice against this rising tide of intolerance. And to my white brothers and sisters, I want to speak to you directly. We have to stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters of every color and creed. We can't afford to have our differences drive a wedge between us. We cannot. We have to stand together. The injustice that is done to our Jewish brother and sister is just as important as what is done to our Black brother and sister, our gay brother and sister, our immigrant brother and sister. We have to find one voice, or we will not win this fight. There are going to be candles lit tonight. There are candles being lit across the country in remembrance of Charlottesville. Our challenge is to not let that candle go out tonight. Our challenge is to keep it lit tonight, tomorrow, and every day thereafter. This has to be the beginning of our work together. The beginning, okay? It's going to be a long road, and it's going to be hard. But I believe in our country, and I believe in the people of Northeast Indiana. And I want to be able to say that here in our home, in Northeast Indiana, we choose unity. Yeah. We choose liberty. We choose equality. Yeah. And above everything else, we will choose love over hate. Yes. Because hate will never drive out hate. Only love can do that. Love is the only clear direction for this country, and I hope we make that choice tonight, and I hope we make that choice tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.